Welcome to the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. Today is Tuesday, December 14th, and happy 30th birthday to Migos member Offset.
Offset!
Woo, 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 woo.
Records on records, got backers on backers, I'm riding around in a cool.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. One person was pronounced dead in an I-575 crash in Woodstock. Scholarships now available for students seeking agricultural education. Superintendent Brian Hightower highlighted accomplishments of the Cherokee County School District over the past year Thursday. Ballground honored outgoing council members. State Senator Kirkpatrick to run for new Senate District 32 seat. And finally, the Cherokee County Health Department will offer Pfizer boosters to 16 and 17-year-olds starting on Monday. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. All lanes of 575 southbound are open just south of Highway 92 after a fatal crash there. Woodstock police announced the road closure at about 12:52 p.m. Sunday on the department's social media. Woodstock Police Assistant Chief Kevin Culpepper confirmed to the Tribune that one person died in a crash on the southbound side of the interstate, but said he could not release further information. All lanes were initially shut down and traffic was diverted to Highway 92 and Town Lake Parkway.
Life on the farm is kind of laid back, ain't much an old country boy like me came back. It's early to rise, early in a sack, I thank God I'm a country boy.
The Georgia Foundation for Agriculture is offering $65,000 for students seeking agriculture-related education, including two scholarships specifically for Cherokee County students. The GFA is making scholarships available for students seeking a degree in agriculture, veterinary medicine, family and consumer sciences, or a related field. The GFA will award 10 scholarships of $3,000 each for high school students who plan to enter a University System of Georgia school, Emmanuel College, Berry College, or an accredited college university in Georgia with an agriculture program during the 2022-23 school year. Cherokee County Farm Bureau is awarding two $1,075 Cheyenne Herd College scholarships to two high school seniors in the county. Other scholarships are available through the GFA for students who will enroll into technical colleges, those who are rising juniors or seniors studying an agriculture-related field, and for students currently enrolled in the University of Georgia's Veterinary Medicine Program. The scholarship recipients will be announced in the spring of 2022. Superintendent Brian Hightower highlighted accomplishments of the Cherokee County School District over the past year on Thursday. The review came after the school board and superintendent recently won the Georgia School Board Association's 2021 Governance Team of the Year Award for large school districts. As part of Thursday's school board meeting, Superintendent Hightower presented a new report, Evidence of Success, 10 Amazing Things We've Done in 2021, to highlight the award-winning work by all of the CCSD employees. First, preparing every student for future success, CCSD's graduation rate has hit a new high of 90.82%, increasing 15 points since 2012. Second, ensuring every student has opportunities for success, CCSD has earned overall accountability performance scores better than 90% of Georgia school districts. Third, recruiting and retaining the best employees for student success. The district annually achieves a 90% teacher retention rate, which is among the best rates in the state. Encouraging employee growth and celebrating achievement, the district has continued to expand the superintendent's leadership academies for professional growth and career ladder opportunities. Fifth, ensuring safe and secure facilities for all students and staff. The district police department earned recertification and is one of only five certified school police agencies in the state. Providing strong stewardship of taxpayer investment, the district's zero-based balanced budget was approved without a local property tax millage rate increase for the 11th consecutive year. Seventh, implementing outstanding instructional technology, the district was recognized in January as winner of the District of Distinction Award for Educational Technology. Improving business operations for organizational efficiency, the district earned its first Certificate of Achievement for Excellence in Financial Reporting from the Government Financial Officers Association. Ninth, engaging parents and the community in student learning. The district expanded use of Canvas for parent curriculum engagement with weekly lesson plan reports posted in advance. And 10th, leading the school district with excellence in governance. For the second year during a global pandemic, the district opened schools for in-person learning on time, with enrollment growing to 41,873 students. Fall Ground Mayor Rick Roberts joked that Thursday City Council may go on record as the shortest in the city's history, perhaps an unintentional parting gift for two of its council members who sat on the dais for the final time. The city honored council members Mickey O'Malley and John Byrd during the meeting and held a reception afterward as a tribute to their combined 3 decades of representing the city. Councilmember O'Malley was honored for his 14 years serving with the city and his long tenure as chairman of the city's Committee for Recreation and Parks. Meanwhile, Councilmember Byrd, who began his tenure in 2002, was awarded for his 2 decades as a council member and chairman of the Public Works Committee. O'Malley did not seek re-election in the November 2nd general election, while Byrd lost his bid for another term on post 4 of the council to challenger Christine Rogers. With the departure of O'Malley and Byrd, the city council will have a majority of new representation stemming from the November election.
Everybody get up, it's time to slam now. We got a real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Space Jam. Here's your chance, do your dance at the Space Jam.
River Ridge's boys basketball smothered Riverwood to move on to 3-0. Here's reporter Matt Golden with that story.
River Ridge used a massive size advantage to stifle Riverwood in Friday night's 69-55 home win. The Knights rode Brandon Pierce's 24 points to a fourth consecutive win, remaining undefeated in Region 7-6A play. The big duo of Braden Pierce and Jared Russo dominated throughout the night as River Ridge held Riverwood to its second lowest point total of the year. Jared Russo caught fire in the second half, scoring 13 of his 15 points in the final two quarters. Trey Hopf chipped in with 16 points, carrying the first half's offensive load. Prior to the starting lineup announcement, Jared Russo was honored at center court for reaching the 1,000-point milestone for River Ridge. The senior forward eclipsed the mark this season against Cherokee. For more on Cherokee County High School basketball, please go to TribuneLedgerNews.com. For the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, I'm Matt Golden.
Engineer Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support. Residential and commercial. Hey, we do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation. Dial 678-ESOG now.
State Senator Kay Kirkpatrick is running for re-election as the senator for District 32 in Cobb and Cherokee counties, the senator announced on Friday. The newly drawn district now includes Southwest Cherokee and North Central Cobb. Primary election will be held May 24th. Dr. Kirkpatrick is the chairwoman of the Senate Veterans and Military Committee and also serves on the Health and Human Services, Insurance, Judiciary, and Appropriations Committees. The Republican state senator represents Dobbins Air Reserve Base on the Georgia Joint Defense Commission. Senator Kirkpatrick has held the District 32 seat since 2017 when she won a special election to succeed Senator Judson Hill. She'll be challenged in the Republican primary by State Representative Charlize Byrd, who announced her bid for the office on Wednesday. Pfizer booster doses of COVID-19 vaccine for 16 and 17-year-olds will be provided at health departments in the North Georgia Health District starting on Monday, including Cherokee County. The FDA expanded eligibility for the Pfizer boosters to ages 16 and 17. Booster shots will be provided, as available, on a no-appointment-needed basis during clinic hours in Cherokee, Fannin, Gilmer, Murray, Pickens, and Whitfield counties. All COVID-19 vaccinations are provided at North Georgia Health District health departments without an appointment during clinic hours.
Be creative, innovative, passionate. Be excellent, inspiring, driven. Be faithful, disciplined, prepared. At Union University, you will thrive in a Christ-centered community and be equipped for success in your life and career. Begin your journey today. At Union University, be transformed.
Thanks for listening to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.
For several years when I practiced law, I volunteered for the Alliance Defending Freedom to be an on-call lawyer for them. It's one of the few legal nonprofits in the country that really racks up wins, both state courts and federal courts, for conservatives and Christians. People have a Christian conservative worldview. Since leaving my law practice, I've volunteered in the past to speak at ADF events. I've been to their training sessions where they teach lawyers and pundits how to talk plainly about complex legal issues and understand the state of play on cases around the country, from local city councils all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, I'm glad to have ADF as an advertiser, but honestly, I'd be encouraging you to support them this time of year anyway. The Alliance Defending Freedom takes donations from you and uses them to help those who can't afford lawyers hire the very best lawyers to fight for freedom from the Supreme Court of the land all the way down to the local level. Right now, ADF has received a matching grant, so all new donors will have their gifts matched. All you have to do is go to adflegal.org/Erickson today and donate. adflegal.org.